Francisco. Gentle people with flowers in their hair. All across the nation, such a strange vibration.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Steve Kathan. As he wrapped up his state visit to the UK, President Trump took on an issue that's a major talking point back here at home, as we hear from CBS's Linda Kenyon.
President Trump was asked about free speech and ABC suspension of the Jimmy Kimmel show.
Jimmy Kimmel was fired because he had bad ratings more than anything else, and he said a horrible thing about a great gentleman known as Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk, a conservative activist who was assassinated, connected with young American voters and was a personal friend of President Trump's. On other issues, including ending Russia's war against Ukraine.
The one that I thought would be easiest would be because of my relationship with President Putin, but he's let me down.
The president also said he disagreed with Prime Minister Starmer on recognition of a Palestinian state.
Well, Trump also vowed to return the Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan back to U.S. hands.
We're trying to get it back, by the way. Okay, that could be a little breaking news. We're trying to get it back because they need things from us. We want that base back.
The U.S. gave up control in 2021 when the Taliban seized power. A judge is blocking the Trump administration from deporting Guatemalan migrant children who came to the U.S. alone back to their home country. And the administration's asking the Supreme Court for an emergency order to remove Lisa Cook from the Federal Reserve Board. Now to southeastern Pennsylvania, where two law enforcement officers are hospitalized after yesterday's attack that left three others dead. This woman lives near the scene where they tried to serve a warrant in York County.
You could tell that it was no longer just one gun shooting anymore. Then it went from like pap, pap, pap to pap, pap, pap.
Middle school student in New York is under arrest for allegedly soliciting explicit photos from other students. Police Detective Andrew Krieger says he posed as a female.
They were requested for pictures, videos of themselves to be sent, that if they didn't send more, that their pictures and videos would be sent to their friend groups. And they were also requested to send gift cards as a form of payment.
Well, CBS's Omar Villafranca tells us economic conditions could make Halloween costume shopping scary.
Derek Kennedy owns Magic Etc. Fort Worth Costume in North Texas. This year, Kennedy says the tariffs have had a terrifying effect, like slower shipping times and higher wholesale prices.
Most of the costumes are made overseas, and through the different manufacturers, the tariffs have ranged anywhere from 5% to 19%.
The U.S. is suing Ticketmaster over what it calls an illegal ticket resale tactic. Wall Street's right now, the Dow is up 80 points. This is CBS News.
Are you looking to hire? ZipRecruiter finds the best candidate for your job fast. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. 16 months ago, President Biden was in office campaigning in Racine County, with Microsoft announcing a $3.3 billion investment. Now Microsoft is making another bet on Wisconsin, announcing an additional $4 billion expansion of its Mount Pleasant data center campus. The move brings the company's total investment in the state to more than $7 billion. In a statement, Governor Tony Evers calls it a major boost for jobs and technology growth. Racine Christian School canceled classes yesterday after two 12-year-olds were arrested for threatening to shoot up the school. Police say the students had a map and are now in juvenile detention. They face serious charges while the investigation continues. A 34-year-old Racine man is charged with 17 felonies after a string of burglaries at Racine area businesses. Investigators say Cavante Oliver used ladders and other tools to break in through roofs. He allegedly stole cash from ATMs and left behind extensive damage. Investigators have identified 45-year-old Robert Sharon of Elkhorn as the worker killed in an accident at a Palermo's pizza facility in West Milwaukee yesterday. Officials say he died in an accident involving robotic equipment. The company says they're cooperating and supporting staff and his family. And Governor Evers says Milwaukee and nearby counties are closer to getting more federal disaster funds. The additional money would be for infrastructure repairs. The total damage to infrastructure in the area was $26 million after the floods. Some aid is already available to families and individuals. Approval is still needed to repair infrastructure like roads and water systems. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold, in loving memory of Don Halber.
Brewers over the Angels. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-2 win over the Angels. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff, with his 10th win of the season, has the freedom to decide when he's ready to play. Why? Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I trust him. I trust him emphatically. What this guy has been through on the mound and the way he operates, he knows what he's doing. It's underrated for this team this year, what he's done. What's our record since Woody started with us? That's something else. And I'll tell you, the pitching coaches have done a great job with him.
NFL, the Packers in Cleveland on Sunday. I asked Packers quarterback Jordan Love why the Browns' Myles Garrett is so highly regarded.
You know, he's one of those guys that can wreck a game for an offense, so definitely always got to know where he's at.
After Myles, what stands out on how the Browns' defense performed against the Bengals and the Ravens?
Man, I think they're just a really sound defense. You know, I think watching film, you know, they don't do a whole lot of crazy coverages. You know, they're pretty set in what they want to run. One of those defenses where it's like, hey, we're going to run this, and you guys got to come out and find ways to stop it.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there, because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
Mostly sunny and still hanging on to some heat today as high temperatures flirt with 80. Tomorrow, more clouds than sunshine. Cooler, highs in the mid-70s, becoming breezy. A chance of showers and maybe some storms in the afternoon and ramping up into the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Children behave, that's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play, they don't understand.
Timeless hits, WRJN. All these great songs. What should I play next? Stick around and find out what I decide.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds. Are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep. To your life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
Well, she was just 17,
Dallas Hits, WRJN. Text to win. Go for the green and gold. You could win some nice prizes starting Monday and every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We will give you keywords in the 7 a.m., 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock hours. And those are all opportunities for you to text the keyword we give you to us using the Civic Media app. That's the best way to do it. And you can download that for free. I'll get to that in a second. But if you get the keyword and you text it off to us, you're in the hunt to win green, as in cash, and gold, as in jewelry. And the grand prize is club seats when Minnesota comes to town to play Green Bay. You want to win this? Get the Civic Media app at civicmedia.us or wherever you get your apps. It's free, okay? So do this. Do it now because the keywords start Monday, and you don't want to miss one single chance to win some nice prizes from WRJN.
When hunger hits hard, Ferraro's delivers big flavor. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's satisfies every craving every time. And this September, it's all about the cheeseburger pizza. Piled high with juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onion in a signature sauce. Topped with crunchy pickles and a special dressing. It's everything you crave in one legendary meal. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Tailgate like a legend with ice-cold drinks and high-octane energy at Studebaker's Fuel & Food. Crack open summer with bold energy boosts, frosty sodas, and refreshingly cold waters from Racine's Hydration Destination. Stock up on adult beverages, grab jumbo bags of ice, and keep that cooler packed for your crew. Need it fast? Swing inside or hit the lightning-fast drive-thru. Studebaker's keeps it cool. You keep it legendary. Studebaker's Fuel & Food at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
Something new is waking up Racine. The new cafe, where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat. A menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart. They're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug to driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Thank you.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. This just in, the lion sleeps tonight. And these other headlines from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 16 months ago, President Biden was in office campaigning in Racine County, with Microsoft announcing a $3.3 billion investment. Now, Microsoft is making another bet on Wisconsin, announcing an additional $4 billion expansion of its Mount Pleasant data center campus. The move brings the company's total investment in the state to more than $7 billion. In a statement, Governor Tony Evers calls it a major boost for jobs and technology growth. During the campaign event last year, Microsoft Vice Chairman and President Brad Smith, who called Racine County home as a child, talked about the statewide impact of the initial spend.
This project is about using the power of AI to fuel the future. We are creating manufacturing jobs across the state of Wisconsin. As we get steel from near Wausau, as we get chillers from La Crosse, as we get generators from near Madison. This is literally creating jobs across the state of Wisconsin.
Microsoft says the project will support nearly 10,000 jobs, with a caveat of those taking place during peak seasons. Environmental concerns still hang over the project as water use and energy demands remain hot topics. One lawsuit recently pushed the city of Racine to reveal that the data center campus could use 8.4 million gallons of water a year. That estimate does have the city of Racine falling within approved lake limits. Environmental groups also warned about the power needs. They say the Microsoft project and another in Port Washington could call for more power than every home in Wisconsin combined. A separate proposed data center in Caledonia in Racine County is also facing local pushback over farmland lost and rezoning questions. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
Mostly sunny and still hanging on to some heat today as high temperatures flirt with 80. Tomorrow, more clouds than sunshine. Cooler, highs in the mid-70s, becoming breezy. A chance of showers and maybe some storms in the afternoon and ramping up into the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Hits WRJN. Time is on my side, Rolling Stones, from their 12x5 album, which came out conveniently close to Christmas for gift giving purposes.
Time is on my side. Yes, it is. Time is on my side. Yes, it is. Now you always say that you wanna be free, but you come right back. I said you were, baby. You come right back. I told you so many times before. You come right back to me. Time is on my side. Yes, it is. Time is on my side. You
West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place.
WRJN.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Ah!
local news, timeless hits, WRJN with Dan Marcus here. Don Rosen always has interesting guests, and tomorrow is no exception. He'll have Brett Huffman in from Marcus Theaters talking about the weekend's new movie releases. And did they cover Spinal Tap 2 last Friday? If you heard, I'll go back and check, because Don Rosen's morning shows are podcasts available on our website. The Don Rosen Morning Show, sponsored every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Today's big deal of the day, crisp air and cozy vibes. It all starts with a sip at Esperanza Coffee Collective. Warm up with bold, freshly brewed coffee, sip on soothing teas, or enjoy a seasonal twist with their refreshing agua frescas. Every cup is crafted for comfort, flavor, and those perfect autumn moments. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Right now, during the Drive into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin, has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at $11,840 off MSRP, plus 3.9% financing. These are brand new 2025 1500 Bighorns. Combine the massive discount of $11,840 with the low 3.9% financing and save big during the Drive into Fall event. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's. Stop by or shop online at martinsgarage.net. Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, family owned and operated for 95 years. Plus tax, title, license, and doc fee. Valid to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Savings from MSRP may not be the price at which the vehicle is sold in the trade area. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. See dealer for details. Expires 9/30/2025.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Every regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pen in the left field Loge bleachers will receive a free Brewers can holder, courtesy of Miller Lite and Leinenkugel's.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Not too fast, she's a real punk.
That's a beautiful little lullaby, isn't it? And here's a rocker from Climax. It's Precious and Few on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Precious and few are the moments we two can share. Quiet and blue like the sky, I'm on over you. And if I can't find my way back,
news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Kind of a drag when your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag when you know she's been untrue. Oh, listen to me when I'm speaking, cause you know the words I said. I know that you've been cheating.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Tell me how you see her.